Blog Talk Radio.
29 99 69. Merci de nous rappeler.
Ciao.
We have the network.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Gay.
Vince in the Bay.
We have the network.
We're on the network.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
We have a network.
We're on the network.
Go!
Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. Welcome to another edition of Mega Show. It's Sunday, July 10th, 2011, and I'm Vince in the Bay, the San Francisco Bay, that is, the Bay Area, the Yay Area, and I'm holding it down here tonight for another 2 hours. It's open lines, no guests, special guests tonight. Not a whole lot on the agenda, as per usual. But, yeah, I'm stoked. I took last night off from the show, and I feel good. And I'm waiting for my coffee to brew. And waiting for you to call, 347-826-7667. I did have a chance to peruse Twitter today, and apparently the big hashtag of the day was movies, ending movies titles in the name, ending movie titles with In My Pants. Suddenly this was a hashtag. It was just all over the place. It was huge. In fact, I'm pretty sure this is a hashtag that's been used before. Pretty sure, like, maybe last year on Twitter, people were tweeting movie titles with In My Pants at the end. Vertigo, In My Pants. Apocalypse Now, In My Pants. I mean, come on, people. And everybody just was just so proud of themselves today. Everybody who tweeted about In My Pants was so just proud of themselves and patting themselves on the back. It was just like, hey, I'm funny. Yeah, I can put In My Pants at the end of any movie title, and it's kind of funny. So I'm just going to tweet that all day long. Yeah, and everybody else is going to just think it's fucking hilarious. And then they're going to do it. And then I'm going to do it some more. And then I'm going to do it some more. Oh my God, I could put every Star Wars movie, and I could write every star, I tweet, I'd do an individual tweet for every Star Wars movie, and just put In My Pants at the end. Hilarious. Wow. Congratulations, people. I'm happy to say I did not tweet one In My Pants tweet ever today. It was disgusting. Not interested in your pants. Seriously, the people that were just getting off on this, like, this is one of these things where you're doing something on a social network in a chat, you know, you're typing something down and, you know, it's probably not something you'd do in real life. Like, how many of these people are really, you know, gone by the wind in my pants? How many people are saying that or would say that in real life? Come on. Tweets shit that you would actually say, you can back up in reality. I think a lot of people, that you know, they just sort of go willy-nilly with the Twitter. And you know, seriously, check yourself, people. Diane Sawyer had her first tweet today. Really? Diane Sawyer? Oh, Diane Sawyer has graced Twitter. That's right, kiddos. Diane Sawyer will now be gracing us with tweets from her twat. Terrible. What else is going on? We got Cosmo Brockington in the building. Flyover territory. Jesus Christ, demon or something or other. And my homie Lulzsec, California. And Mrs. Kiss, rounding things off there in the chitty chat room. And I'm Vince in the Bay. Oh, what else went on Twitter today? Oh, my friend Ghost. Well, I don't know if he's my friend. He fucking hung up on me the other day on his show. But Ghost, I'm pretty sure Ghost is a closet brony. I'm almost certain of it. Now, it's one thing that this guy does a show and people call in and prank call him about being a brony and playing My Little Pony stuff and whatever. That's one thing. He can't control that. I mean, they call in and do that. But he goes the extra mile, you know, in to do the research. At least I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say that he's doing research into this. And suddenly he's like tweeting out YouTube videos of brony activity. And I'm starting to get a little, it's starting to look very suspect for Ghost now. I'm starting to think he's a closet brony. I'm pretty sure Ghost is a closet brony. Just, you know, now during the course of his show, if you're a regular listener to Ghost, just with that in your mind, now just start listening to his show and it'll start making sense. He's always working in this brony stuff into the material. Yeah. I mean, it's he might be in collusion with the callers. He might have already had this whole brony fetish thing going already and he just decided, you know what, I really need to increase listenership on my show. I think I'm gonna have to do it. I'm gonna have to cross post my show on the Brony message board. I have over 10,000 bronies on there. Yeah. See, that's the truth behind the capitalist army, folks. It's not really an army of capitalists. It's an army of bronies. Yeah, yeah. He's tapped into this whole brony subculture, and that's what you're seeing transpiring on the air. Every day on that fucking god-awful show. What a fucking train wreck that show is. Not like this one. Call in 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in Lay Bay. I'm going to take a quick little moment here and come back with your calls. It looks like I have Eric from Flyover Territory sitting on the line on Skype. I'm going to bring him on in just a second. If you would like to join me, feel free to do so. 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay. Hey, hey, hey. And what the hell am I going to play here? I'm going to play a little track here. I'll play some REM. How about that? Yeah, REM. No! broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK, and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, hey. It's Vince in the Bay. Oh, yeah. Look at you people in the chit-chat room. Cosmo Brockington, Fat Red Dragon, Flyover Territory, George Orwell, Lulzsec, California, Mac from Mac Mike Stinney, Stabby McHugs in the building, and rounding it out with the guy 1337. Good times, dudes. So now, without any further ado, I think I have a caller on here, and I believe this is Eric from Flyover Territory. What's up, Eric?
Hey, not a whole lot, man. Like I typed in the chat room, I'm still trying to get my head wrapped around that. But, you know, friendship is magic.
Yeah, friendship is certainly magic. Yeah.
Hey, brohoof to you, dude.
Wait, what happened in the chat? I don't know what you're referring to. I'm sorry, I missed it. What happened?
I was just basically typing about how I couldn't get my head wrapped around the whole ghost, My Little Pony thing, and I'm like,
Oh my God. He's lost it. He's totally lost it. I think these trolls that call into a show and bombard him are just getting to his head. I think he's losing it. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. I think it's pretty. Ghost is a brony. You're right. Wait. Cosmo Brockington has a video evidence of Ghost being a brony? Oh. Yeah, I've a brony that I see what you're saying. Yeah. I wish whoever made that video, that Ghost brony video, I wish whoever did that would expand it a little bit. It's like 2 seconds long. You can't even like digest the whole thing. You have to pause it to really like, you know, soak everything in that little frame. But I want to see that shit animated. Come on. Get it together, people.
Oh, hey, Vince. We were talking about the whole when you were asking about the James Walcott thing. Do you want me to put that link?
Yeah, you know what? I started to look at that link, and then I couldn't tell if this was just a smear piece against Andrew Breitbart or what. What the hell is that guy's problem?
Myself. Because James Walcott is a douche.
I didn't even notice. What publication was that in? Was that in like a
Vanity Fair?
Oh, and so it's an editorial piece then.
Yeah, and it's the only reason why I found it is because remember when Pat Dollard used to have the Jihadi Killer Hour up until last fall, and I started researching it a little bit because I'd archived episodes from, you know, the shows of basically all of last summer and going into the fall. And then I decided, hey, I wonder if he ever got any more further along for his documentary for Young Americans. And then I started researching that, and then I came across the Vanity Fair hit piece that was written by Evan Wright, 16 whole pages from that douche, and only to come to find out that 2/3 of what he wrote was fallacy.
Oh, that's what these people. That's what these people. That's what they get paid for. The editorial page. Oh my God, that's what their job is to do this. Is to, you know, be exactly that. Be what, rabble rousers.
Well, yeah, and I mean, think about it. Evan Wright provided a whole bunch of false crap to the guy who wrote the article, which ended up getting General McChrystal canned. You know.
Oh, that was
a hit piece.
That was a total hit piece, dude. He was McChrystal. I don't think Obama wanted McChrystal in there. I don't think a lot of people. I think the powers that be, not even Obama. Let's forget Obama. Let's talk about, you know, the people who really want to see what's going on go down. They want to see Petraeus and all those people back in there. And McChrystal was was causing some friction, and so he got ousted, dude. He got wasted pretty, and it's all, and all that is, that's all, I mean, and he didn't even really do anything wrong. He just spoke his mind and got something off the record on the record, and which is bullshit, but that's the gotcha journalism world we're in now. Is where these people, they're not journalists anymore. They're trolls now. These are the journalists are trolls now.
They're trolls with iPads and laptops.
Yeah.
Or those
and,
who
and
are
White House press passes and White House press passes. Yeah. That's what's sickening is these people
go ahead. The reason why I honestly think that it came about is because McChrystal was griping because of the drastic radical changes of rules of engagement that took place the last week of February and the first week of March of 2009. I mean, they came down, they were just sweeping. It's like Mirandizing, and you got to apologize because you had to sweep through a village in Afghanistan and this and that. Hey, these folks have already been encountering it on a regular basis since 2003. You think they already know what's going on? I mean, they're not. I mean, yeah, they're hill folk, but they're not stupid. They already know what's going on. And when you got to go back there and make yourself look like a complete mook and go, "I'm sorry, translator dude, say that." You know, come on, that's more.
Yeah, it's a nasty. The political battlefield is nasty, and now the added element of the media battlefield and this whole alternative media that is kind of like it's sort of internet guerrilla warfare. And Andrew Breitbart is one of the people that has perfected the art of it, and he gets away with it. He gets away with it so effortlessly that it pisses it makes the fucking liberals' heads fucking explode. They can't how good he is at fucking playing the game. He knows, like, he knows the internet. He knows he gets it. He gets new media, and he's going with it. And he surrounds himself with people that get it. And all these liberals are just you know sitting there scratching their heads. These you know the Media Matters and all these. You know, outfits that are out there just trying to, like, you know, chase after all these Fox News people and everybody, and they don't know their heads from their asses because they just don't get it. They're playing catch up all the time. I feel like the liberals are, because they used to call, back in the day, they used to call the conservatives reactionaries. And I think nowadays the reactionaries are on the left.
Very, very true, because but they still like to call the right warmongers, thanks to Ron Reagan.
Well, yeah, that's a whole different ball game. But
well, I'm just saying with the whole name association and whatnot. I mean, it's just like if you look at Walcott's piece when he's talking about. I mean, in the second paragraph where he says it's a free country and what Andrew Breitbart masturbates to is none of my concern. And for those listening, he's alluding to the fact that Breitbart is masturbating to the new Sarah Palin documentary that's been put out there.
Yeah. And so what? This guy, you know, likes Sarah Palin. He's gone and seen the premiere of her documentary three times. Who cares? Like, get over it, bro. Like, seriously, there's no journalistic integrity in what that guy's piece was all about right there. It's just another, you know, example of where we're at in this yellow journalism hack, you know, journalistic approach to getting the news. Now everybody's pissed off because the old dinosaurs, the old model, the newspapers and the TV news and cable news and all this stuff, they just don't understand the internet and how fast it works and where people, what people are really interested in, and this whole new generation just isn't, you know, is just two steps ahead of some of these people. Like CNN feels like they think they're hip and everything because they got their, you know, because they read tweets on the air. Like somehow they think they're like connected. Dude, we read tweets on the air, dude. We're fucking new media, bro. And it's like, no, dude, that's not what it's all about.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing about Walcott that bugs me the most is he's saying all the same inaccurate stuff that's out there that's going to come to light in the Sherrod trial. And those people, and I'm talking about the plaintiffs, not the defendants on the Breitbart side of the aisle. Those plaintiffs are going to look like a bunch of asshats. They really are.
Yeah.
Or ass clown, whichever term you prefer.
Yeah, they're going to look like asses. Yeah, I got another caller here. Somebody that's been waiting for a while. Let me bring this guy on for a second. Who is this? Caller, you're on the air. What's up? You've been holding.
Hello, you're talking to Lil Fleck. May I take your order?
Yes, please. I would like, what are we talking about here, Eric?
Oh, we were talking about what a douche James Watt is working for both Vanity Fair and New York
Times. Oh, yes. If I could order anything, I'd like this asshole who wrote this hit piece to, suddenly have a change of heart and post a new blog piece tomorrow with the exact opposite end of the spectrum, maybe talking about how much he, how good of a guy Andrew Breitbart is. I don't know.
How about we just serve his heart with a fine steak? Medium rare.
Or that. I don't know.
No, actually, I would prefer this. The reason why he has the come to Jesus moment is because he has a really, really bad UTI, and it burns every time he has to go to the bathroom.
Oh.
Yeah, actually, as a journalist, I do find his ways kind of...
Lulzsec here works in journalism. Are you? If I'm not mistaken,
I'm in a completely different field, though. I do gaming journalism, go to E3 and shit like that.
Uh huh. But it's still, I mean, it's
yeah.
There's got to be some editorializing involved, right? Like if you're getting there's a new game that comes out. You know, maybe you have a lot of subscribers who are hanging on your every word, and if you really think this game sucks. You know, you could say it, or maybe, you know, behind the scenes, so-and-so, the developer, is just like, hey, you know, here's a little something-something, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, we usually get a preview copy or, like, a review, like, code of it, which is not the gold code, but it is something that they have a specific set of instructions, and, like, here's what we know is wrong with the game and we are working on at the moment, and, yeah, so it's a completely different thing, but... Usually we just speak our minds, and not much said except for spelling errors and grammatical errors. Oof. Apparently, Lowell's like going through puberty again.
Yeah. Well, that's what editors are for. But yeah, I mean, I think some of the same rules apply. Oh my God, I'm getting blown up on Skype here.
Well, I was going to ask Lowell's a question real quick about that. Normally, most game designers are pretty upfront about it. Normally, whenever they say, "Hey, look, we got some glitchy spots." Please overlook that.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
We're working on it. But then again, you get the ones that are so full of themselves that are complete douche and asshats like, Electronic Arts.
Yeah, I was just about to say, yeah. The only one I've really encountered is pretty much just EA. And sometimes, I talked to one of my coworkers, and he was reviewing, I'm not sure if it might have been Black Ops, but I think Treyarch was like all full of themselves or something like that. I don't know. Might have been someone else, but some like generic shooter.
Yeah, they still haven't apologized for most of their Battlefield series not being Windows 7 compliant and putting together
patches. Yeah, and I love Battlefield.
Well, I love Battlefield 2, and you know my autistic kid got a hold of the disc, and then of course my computer went. Yeah, and so I borrowed a buddy's, only to find out, hey, the only Battlefield that works on Windows 7 is Battlefield 2142, which blows.
Oh, yeah. It just sucks. I mean,
Vietnam. Battlefield Vietnam sucks ass.
Yeah, I mean, Battlefield 2 is actually still selling today, which is what actually a lot of game developers don't understand is that the reason it is still selling today is because of the mod support. The mod support has kept alive for years. I mean, I still use it to play Project Reality. So, yeah.
Well, you'll probably appreciate this, then. I like the Polish guys and the Czech
Ooh,
guys.
Yeah.
The guys from Bohemia.
Oh, Bohemia,
the guys
Bohemia,
who put together Operation Flashpoint.
And also,
OSP. you need to check it out, dude, because OFP still has mods made.
Also, Arma and Arma 2 are pretty good ones, too. They also do Bohemian.
Yeah, yeah. I was surprised at how they got kind of shut out of the whole Flashpoint 2, Red Dragon Rising, or whatever the hell it was.
Jesus Christ, holy fucking geek out session. What are you guys...
I'm sorry,
talking? For the love of God, what are you gentlemen talking about?
We're talking about really good
We've gone to from politics to video games. We need to get back on topic here.
Oh, no, no, I don't care. I'm glad we're off of politics. I'm just trying to figure out what the fuck we're on now.
Oh, we're talking about shooters.
Yeah.
All right.
Mainly
realism right.
ones, I think. Now.
These are all video games. God, Eric, you play all these goddamn games, or your kids do? What? Or both? I'm afraid.
Both.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's how I got sucked into the Battlefield series because one kid.
Yeah, people actually
getting...
think.
I got sucked into it. Oh God, did I get sucked hard? And I was like, hey, this is actually kind of funny. You know,
it's
the whole
kind of weird thing. How you can get sucked into video games. It's really hard, but like for me, it's weird because. You know, I'm in the industry, you know, I do journalism, but I'm still maintaining a very nice social life. It is amazing.
Same here, but it's just one of those fun side things that's always entertaining because I'm to the point now where gameplay is not really, well, depending on the game, but for me, I really love the cutscene. I love the mini-movie. That's why I was such a big fan of the Command & Conquer series.
Oh, yeah, Command & Conquer was amazing, but as soon as avoid Command & Conquer 4 like the Black Plague. That thing fucking sucked. You know,
are you talking
general,
about the last Tiberium thing?
No, I'm talking about, Tiberian Twilight? I can't believe they actually used that name for it. Command & Conquer 4, Tiberium Twilight. They might as well just put fucking, like, Edward Cullen on the cover and be like, Tiberium Twilight.
Oh, you mean the one that's already in the $20 bin?
Yeah.
Kind of like the same way that Falcon 4.0 did, but it's still around if you want to fly.
Yeah.
And it works on all platforms. That blows my mind. Still to this day. Like Homeworld.
Yeah.
We've switched, Vince, from first-person shooters to strategy-type games.
Sorry. Yeah. I actually got, when I first picked up StarCraft
perfect,
2.
Perfect.
Was,
thanks for keeping me
like,
in the loop.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. But yeah, and even the political correctness has actually, even though you still have a lot of gore in certain games and stuff like that, the PC nature, though, and you've seen this too probably from the ground floor, Lulz, is that it's almost as if they're sending out apology letters.
Oh, yeah. It's
you
like,
know? We're sorry about the ESRP.
Just man up here.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we need more games like Postal and Postal 2. Postal 2 is... And it was and still is one of my favorite games, besides being banned in several countries.
Well, yeah. That's to get it.
I mean, any game where piss is a weapon immediately gets at least a 50% rating for me.
You think so?
If I get to pee on some cop on the street, I think that's awesome. And especially when they start vomiting and pee on their face. Oh, that was hilariously funny. Like,
but are there any mods out there? There needs to be a mod out there where you can put a Guy Fawkes mask on.
I think there are. Postal 2 did have mods for.
That was just for Vince because he likes to lulls people. So.
Oh yeah. I would love to put a
Wouldn't
Guy Fawkes.
Wouldn't that be
Fawkes.
Cool, Vince?
I'm sorry. What?
Wouldn't it be cool if there was a mod for certain games where you could put on, you know, the Guy Fawkes mask, you know, and go around with a megaphone and harass people like in, you know, Grand Theft Auto or something like that?
Or what Vince?
Oh, are you talking about doing a Vince in the Bay video game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just saying, because he was talking about
video game
yesterday.
Mods for Vince in the Bay. I think that would be awesome.
You can actually, if you go on the ModDB forums, you can request someone to, like, oh, hey, here's an idea. And, yeah.
Yeah, but you're going to have to listen to hours and hours of this guy from San
I would
Francisco
love to do I don't want to play video games, but I would love to do voiceovers for video games or just, you know, just play it, be a character's voice or something.
Oh, yeah,
look what,
that'd be cool.
Look what it's done for a lot of people. I mean, God, the lady that used to play Witchy Poo on freaking HR Puffin stuff you know, if you look at her IMDb profile, a fourth of it is video game voiceover.
Yeah, that's why.
Imagine if you did the voiceovers for, like, Faith from Mirror's Edge and, like, Alex Vance from Half-Life 2.
Oh, yeah.
I'm rolling in it right now.
Oh, yeah. Or
totally, yeah, yeah. Those are great ones. I should definitely do those.
Or GLaDOS from Portal 2. You know those?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Or be an extra Spartan for the Halo series.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter. Yeah, Spartan number 5. I don't care. I can just...
Oh, motherfucker, how could you do that?
Or, you know, like, who was it? Who's the announcer? I wonder who the announcer is, because he is fucking awesome.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Michael. He actually did the one for the one boxing game. God. I can't remember his name now.
But yeah, speaking of boxing,
Michael something.
Did anybody hear E3? Am I the only one?
What did you say that again? What was that?
Am I the only one here who went to E3? Or did anybody else here go?
What the fuck is E3, dude?
Nah, never mind. You wouldn't know.
Is that like a gaming convention or
something? I've never gotten to go to
E3. It's down in L.A. It's pretty awesome.
Like Comic-Con for games?
Is Michael Butler the guy who does the Let's Get Ready to Rumble?
I'm not sure.
No, I don't know what that guy's name is. Let me find it. Let's Get Ready to Rumble guy. Michael Buffer. Oh, shit. What did
Michael
you say?
Buffer. I was close.
What did you say?
I said Michael Butler.
Butler. Yeah, that was close, dude. Fuck. Michael Buffer. That's not a real name.
He
made that up. He made that up.
What, his last name?
Michael Buffer. That's fake. Come on. I'm going to Wikipedia this crap. Are you kidding me?
You've just gone so off topic at this point.
Oh, there's never really a topic on here. There's a launching off point, and that's it.
Oh, okay. I may have been a long time.
Oh, I want to ask you guys. You guys are both tech savvy. Have either of you guys tried out Google Plus yet?
Yeah, I got an invite, but when I went to go sign up for it, it was just like, nope, we don't have enough space because your mother never loved you. And then she said, wait.
Wait,
about
you have
Eric?
Issues.
Did you join it, Eric?
No. In fact, I had such a badass with Chrome, I deleted it within 20 minutes of having it installed.
Damn.
And then
really?
Because I ended up spending 45 minutes using Registry Mechanic to clear everything off because Google, being in their infinite wisdom, not unlike that of Microsoft, think that they know how to tell you how to do things, and you're not smart enough.
Well, actually, Google Chrome works perfectly on my Mac, but I think that's more designed for it.
You think so?
Yeah, the interface just flows a bit more, you know, smoothly and just looks nice on the Mac, you know, with all the tabs and all that.
Yeah, but when Chrome came out a few years ago, they were touting it as it's cross-platform. It can do everything, Linux, Windows, any version of Windows.
Somewhere, you know what? You know, no, but somewhere within the last 3 years, Google made a shift, internally at least. I know this because I used to work there, from PC-based stuff to Mac and Linux based. A lot of their workstations are almost all Linux based, but the stuff they just use for day to day like office shit is all slowly transferred over to Macs. Like it used to be you'd walk through the campus and everybody had a little IBM laptop. Now everybody's got the Mac Airs and all that shit.
Right. Well, I mean, when I first got turned on to Linux for various stuff, not obviously everything, but when I got turned on to Linux, which was back in 98, I now tend to view all these years on, 13 years later, I tend to view Linux as the They're the Amway of computer programs. Kind of Amway 20 years ago was saying, there's not going to be any brick-and-mortar stores anymore because you can just do it online or you can do it over the phone or you can do it to your local rep. Yeah, right.
Yeah, Linux people sometimes scare me. I don't know, maybe it's just because most people I met who use Linux, you have, like, long hair and, like, are really weird, you know, like someone like, like, you know, worship Norse gods like that is really alternative stuff, but maybe that's just, I don't know, maybe that's just a coincidence. I'm not trying to stereotype or insult anybody here.
Yeah, let's bring another caller on. I have, it looks like we have Q with us now. I think he wants to chime in. What's up, Q? What's on your mind?
Hey, 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 what's up, Vince? How have you been doing, man?
Doing good, bro. I had a night off last night. I was hanging out with an old friend and... you know, just...
I tried to stalk him.
Yeah, I was stalked by, unsuccessfully, by LulzSec. But I'll be back down in the South Bay next week, so you'll get another opportunity.
I'll leave you a dead drop somewhere here in the South Bay.
Yeah, yeah, that's what's up. And that's about it, dude. Nothing. Hey, but Q, I want to commend you. It sounds like your voice act. What are you taking? You're taking voice lessons or something?
Voice therapy, speech.
Voice therapy, actually. Yeah, voice therapy. I don't know what the fuck they're doing, but it seems like it's working, dude.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be right back, Vince. My cat's letting me know my coffee's done. He's been
grabbing
at me.
Right on. Cool. Good times. That's Eric from Flyover Territory. He's been hanging out with me and LulzSec, and now. Q, and now let's bring on Warthog 117. What's up, Warthog?
Oh, my ears.
Oh, I like that song. That's a great song. I love that song, actually.
Oh,
that's,
good guy, my ears.
Dead Kennedys. Oh, you don't like Dead Kennedys, bro?
Oh, no, it's just really loud in my ears. Never actually heard them before.
Oh, Dead Kennedys.
I'm on my iPhone here.
Oh, my God. You got it. Oh, you have. All right. This is a classic song, and you know what's funny is the lyrics. If you listen to the lyrics are almost as relevant today as they were 30 years ago when this song was written, and over 30 years ago, I think. And it's California Uber Ollies, I don't know, Uber Ollies from the Dead Kennedys, and this is written back in the day when Jerry Brown was the governor of California, back in the 70s. And now he's California's governor again. And this is the song that guy was trying to spam on my show or whatever, troll me with. I'm going to take a quick break. Enjoy these messages from the Dead Kennedys and much better fidelity than that ass hat who was trying to prank me. 347-867-6667. It's Vince LeBay.
Soon I will be president. Got a power of two.
broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK, and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show. Yeah, y'all, holding it down in the Bay Area as per usual. Ahoy there, mateys. Lulz, we'll be on the way momentarily, I hope, or not. Shouts out to Warthog117 for coming through and suggesting that I play that track from the Dead Kennedys earlier. And I'm back on the radio, or the internet radio, Blog Talk Radio. Do me a favor, do yourselves a favor, Twitter out this bitch right now. If you're on Twitter, tweet the show. There's a little button on there, and you can dial it in and tweet that out, and put the word on the street or on the Twitter. The Vince in the Bay is broadcasting live now and still in the first hour. And I've been lucky enough to be joined tonight so far by Eric from Flyover Territory, as well as Lulzsec and Q. And now we also have Stabby McHuggs. What's up, Stabby?
Hey, what's up, guys? I thought I'd just join your sausage fest and maybe annoy my ex-girlfriend who's sleeping on my bed right now with my talking.
Oh, perfect, dude. Yeah, talk. Is she naked right now?
It's kind of hot in here. She's mostly naked, but she can stay over there.
Does she have big tits?
Not really.
Yeah.
But they're still, hey, they're still.
Nice little, like, mouthful.
Yeah.
All right, dude, you're Patriot
anyway.
Greg, bro. You're Patriot Greg, all right. And speaking of pussy, I got my my homegirl here with me now, my lover, and my co-host, Kishu. What's up, Kishu?
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm good, baby doll. I'm hanging out here with Lulzsec, California, and Eric from Flyover Territory. They were talking about video games earlier. I had no idea what they were talking about.
Yeah, I don't know much about video games. I'm, like, all about some, like, Zelda for Super Nintendo. And I had a Sega Master System that was pretty cool. That was about, you know, the extent of my video game playing.
Yeah, we were just having an Inatech moment. And, yeah, it was really, really super, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shut it! You know
Lumberg. Yeah, I just did Bill Lumberg. So hey, you know.
I just woke up from a nice, well-needed nap. Oh, I'm so tired still, though.
It's all good, honey. Hey, did you get that tweet? Did you get that tweet I sent you?
I haven't been at my computer.
I sent you a tweet, and it's a link to a remix. This DJ that does remixes here in the Bay Area, I looked at his SoundCloud page, and he did a remix to Internet or Killed the Video Star.
Nice, very nice.
Yeah, you should check it out. When you get on the internet, check it out.
I'm a Twitter whore. I'm on fire right now. You are a Twitter whore, definitely. But I'm kind of a Twitter whore now too. It's addicting. It really is. It's very addicting.
Did you hear David Beckham had his website hacked today?
No, but that's freaking hilarious.
What else happened? Oh, God. Everybody kept tweeting, improve film titles by adding my pants was the hashtag that was pissing me off today. Oh, my God.
God.
I'm so glad I didn't contribute to that fucking nonsense.
I know who to blame for that.
Who did that? And that's been a hashtag before, by the way. Who's playing?
Yeah, it has. It's the followers of Jeff Peterson.
Who the fuck is Jeff
Peterson? I'm
going to
mute you.
How do I muzzle him?
I really don't know, to
Jeff
be bluntly
Peterson?
Honest.
Jeff Peterson? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the guys who, actually, they're based out of where you are. It's this Lulz crew that are like totally into MythBusters, and they're totally into Craig Ferguson, and they adopted the robot skeleton army.
Sounds like a party.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I just realized I was on the air. Woo.
And what's bad is Ferguson thinks they're funny as hell. I'm like, oh, come on, dude. You're starting to lose your Vince again. And I hate to say
wow.
this, but it makes me long for Kilborn.
Happy birthday, Nikolai Tesla. He was born on this day, July 10th, 1856, in the territory of modern-day Croatia, to his two
Ooh,
Serbian parents. Blah.
Just outside of Tuzla.
Tesla grew up into bright, inquisitive, yet eccentric child who found himself fascinated by the world around him. Oh, Jesus Christ, who didn't?
And also, fun fact, he was ripped off by Albert Einstein.
On June 6th, 1884, Tesla arrived in the United States. He was hired by Thomas Edison to do basic electrical engineering.
Edison, not Albert Einstein.
Moved up to redesigning the direct current generators that ran Edison's businesses. Edison offered Tesla $50,000, or the equivalent to inflation-adjusted $1.1 million, to make these improvements. After completing the assignment, Tesla asked about the payment for his work. Edison didn't pay out the money. He claimed that he was serious about the payment, that Tesla didn't understand American humor. What? Tesla?
Yeah.
He basically just
Edison,
fucked him over? What the hell?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's not just that. Tesla's the one.
Moron, but, basically, Edison is a giant dump truck of stinky penises, to be quite frank.
Yeah, in his latter days,
you know,
Edison was a douche because, first of all, he didn't want to admit that somebody else was smarter than him to come up with a whole alternating current thing instead of a direct current thing.
Damn. Well, what's up with that Tesla coil? That thing's cool. That thing fascinates me. What's going on?
Tesla coils are cool. Just ask gamers. We know. Isn't that right? Isn't that right, Lulz?
I'm digging it.
What a silly Negro!
Oh, I didn't check for the word of the day. I got to check out the word of the day. You ever go to wordsmith.org?
Never.
Oh, it's brilliant! It's a word a day. Today's word is Chandler.
Chandler.
Yeah. A noun.
Chandler.
No, I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry. This is Candler. Chandler? What?
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was like Chandler. You mean like from Friends?
Yeah,
what are we on TV?
What are we in Arizona? Just outside of
Chandler.
Scottsdale?
No, it's Chandler. Yeah, I was right. Like Chandler.
Okay.
Yeah, here. Let me just put this in the chat to just so you know I'm not fucking with you. There. That's it. Check that out.
Okay.
Chandler.
Oh, I love how in the middle of a whole
one who makes herself one who makes or sells candles. It should be Candler, shouldn't it be?
Or like in the rhyme candlestick maker, you know.
A dealer or supplier in goods, for example, a ship chandler. Here's a usage. In usage, the sisters at D. Deepdale were lucky to have received a request for beeswax from a chandler in York. Well, there you go. Chandler, word of the day. One who makes or sells candles. So at any point during the show, if you can use, you can incorporate chandler into your verbiage, you'll win a prize.
What if you can use any sort of verbiage that would bring illumination to the subject?
What subject?
I couldn't resist.
Did you see this guy, the Rent Is Too Damn Party guy? He's back on TV again. He showed up at on some Fox News panel. Oh, they love Fox News. Loves to bring him out. The Rent Is Too Damn High Party. Oh yeah.
Well, I remember seeing him on Red Eye.
Dude. He was on
Red
Eye.
For God's sake, but Red Eye lets the guys from GWAR on there. Come on.
Dude, I know. The guy from GWAR is always a panelist on Red Eye. It's brilliant. Oh, I love Red Eye. It's the best. It's the only thing worth watching on cable. And I don't watch cable.
Red Eye is like the conservative version of The Daily Show.
Yeah, and it runs at least on my time on my coast. It runs concurrent with it, I think, or right after it, maybe. No, that's right. I think. I can watch them in 2 hours. It's like get an hour of the left with Colbert and Stewart, and then you get an hour of the right with Gutfeld and Levy and what's his name?
Schultz. Bill Schultz is brilliant.
Do you listen to their podcast?
Band is great. Yeah, that's what I was about to go into, because their podcast in the afternoon is freaking out there because they're doing all the prep work nights stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you know how like Levy likes to tease Bill because he's got to get his two shots of vodka in so he can take his pre-show nap. Have you ever heard him rag on him about that?
No, I haven't been keeping it up with lately. I watched it for maybe like a year straight. Maybe like a year ago, I was watching it pretty regularly, and then I stopped getting cable, and I haven't watched it in a long time. But every once in a while, I'll see clips of it on Mediaite, but that's it.
I mean, the only weekly, and they do
the podcast. The podcast is great. That's all you need is the podcast. You just need those guys hanging out for about 10 minutes. It's hilarious. They just talk about the stuff. They should have their own show. Fuck Mel Gibson. John Gibson. Get rid of that guy. Have fucking the Red Eye radio show. Why not? Fuck the podcast. Turn the podcast into a 3-hour show.
Yeah. And that means they could bump Alan Combs, too, because he's starting to get to be a basically waste of space and a thief of oxygen.
Put them on before me. I'll come up, you know, they can open for me.
That'd be cool.
No, I like those guys a lot. I think Greg Gutfeld is fucking a genius. I think he's onto something. He's, again, one of these guys like Andrew Breitbart. It's like whether you agree with his politics or not, the guy he's got a sharp wit. He's just a very, you know, he's a cunning foe, and you gotta give him respect whether you agree with his politics or not. He knows how to fucking work it.
Well, it's not just that. Think about it. He started off at what, Men's Health and Maxim.
Dude, this guy, he has no background in television whatsoever, and he weaseled a show on Fox News. Are you kidding me? How the fuck did he do that? It's brilliant. He's got to be sucking somebody's cock. I don't know what. I mean, he obviously has earned his keep since he's gotten there, but I'm surprised he got a break to begin with. Like, and that's sort of a running joke within the show itself, I think.
What? How he and Breitbart helped Arianna Huffington start the HuffPo?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. Well, I thought that was, I thought that was Drudge and Breitbart helped.
Yeah, it was the evil triumvirate, as she likes to call them. It was Matt Drudge, Andrew Breitbart, and then they brought in.
Gutfeld was in the mix too. Like he was, I know he was a.
Well,
writer.
They brought him
he wrote for the Huffington Post for a while.
Right, he did, and he was one of the first regular editorializers, putting editorial pieces out there 2 and 3 times a week, and. What's really kind of bad is when he was the editor in chief of Stuff, you know, and then of course he got crap canned in 2004, which led to, or excuse me, 2005, and that's what led to him being shifting over to the HuffPo, you know, helping out, because they were just trying to get Red Eye off the ground, just trying to get Ailes to say yes and give it a green light.
Fun fact, by the way, though.
Cool. Hi, baby.
But yeah,
what?
Dennis. Felix Dennis is the is one of the cousins of Murdoch, and that's the reason why he ended up getting fired, because he wanted to have an IKEA sex party. Remember, you know that running joke about the IKEA, you know, having the diagrams and everything?
No, refresh my memory or fill me in. This doesn't ring a bell. Sorry.
Well, if you've ever had to try to put anything together from IKEA,
oh, yes,
like
I have. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, I have put something together from IKEA.
It was put together. In other words, the diagram was done by a retarded Egyptian doing hieroglyphics.
Brilliant.
Who's
yeah,
drunk?
Yeah, yeah. If you can't, seriously, if you can't put together an IKEA, yeah, if you can't put together a fucking IKEA thing, forget it.
No, that's when you got to break out the Black and Decker cordless drill. You know, with your big set that goes with it. You know, with drill bits and screw tips and all the rest of that stuff. Make your own.
Shouts out to Fat Red Dragon for retweeting the show. Thank you. If anybody else wants to retweet the show or tweet the show, I'll give you a shout out as well. Thank you. Ooh, rock Equipto. Any hip hop fans in the building? Anybody into hip hop?
No.
No, nobody likes hip hop. Forget it. Well, no, fuck you then. No, this guy Equipto just tweeted. He tweeted Rakim or Big Daddy Kane. It's like a question because these hip hop people, I don't get it, dude. It's all about him versus him, or who's the best at this, or the best at this, or ooh, who's better, blah blah blah, beef. Oh, who's the best? West Coast, East Coast.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And I don't get it. Nobody, rock and roll people aren't like that. They're like, oh, dude, Guns N' Roses or Metallica, dude. You got to pick. Which one, bro? No, you got to, though.
There's yeah, no one's like that ever with dubstep or any of that stuff.
Yeah, you're dubstep. Fucking gay-ass dubstep.
Yeah.
Fuck
well,
you.
You're making it sound like the round table on classic VH1 for second air events, you know, the way you were stating that. You know, Metallica versus TNR, man. You know.
But people don't act like that, you know, for any other genre of music. Why in hip-hop is it all, oh, dude, no, dude, Biggie or Pac, dude.
Yeah.
I think it has gang roots or something like that. I don't know. Fuck it.
And it's not even East Coast, West Coast, because technically Pac was East Coast. He was brought up in New York City, dude. He came out in the West Coast to get famous, but he grew up and he's it wasn't East Coast, West Coast. It was all fucking East Coast.
Fox not anywhere right now because he's either dead or in Brazil. Hint. Lols.
Oh, I thought he was in New Zealand, dude.
New Zealand, Brazil, wherever. I forgot where they picked the story up on CBS, but whatever.
Okay, so bro, Rakim or Big Daddy Kane, which one? You gotta pick Rakim.
Neither,
or Big
you're
Daddy
an asshole.
Rakim or Big
Oh wait,
Daddy
what about
Kane?
The resurgence of Africa Bambaataa, man?
Oh no shit! Are you serious?
Yeah,
he's back.
Trying to do the whole comeback thing. But when you talk about hip hop, there's and rap in general, there's one guy out there that decided he didn't want to play the East Coast, West Coast kind of crap anymore, and he dropped off the scene so he could go and do something completely different, and that's Tonesy. I got to give him points for that. I mean, him and Gutter Wrench put together Gangsta Grass, and I mean they've taken hip hop and rap and mixed it with bluegrass, and I've got to give them credit. It's like, wow, cool, and they actually make good.
I don't know about that. I don't know. I just don't like bluegrass. So.
Oh, actually, it's pretty good if you want to, if you want just a little sample of it. You can YouTube it. It's the opener for the FX show Justified.
Justified, huh?
Timothy Oliphant.
I don't know. I don't watch that much. I like some shows on USA.
Okay.
That White Collar
okay.
show.
It's just really well put together. It's got
the answer is no. That's incorrect. That's incorrect. The correct answer is Rakim. The correct answer is Rakim.
Okay.
So, Vince, there's like all these little baby frogs in my pool this week, you know, and there's no big ones like that make the noise. There's just a bunch of little baby ones now.
Uh-huh.
And there's this one that was like sitting on the step, and he was like literally like bright lime green, and he had like these big black eyes. Oh, it's so cute.
A tadpole, in other words.
He's not quite a tadpole. He's a little bit bigger. But there are.
So he doesn't have tail anymore.
No, tail is gone.
Oh. How big is your pool?
But he was really cute. He was really cute.
Is he cute? How big is your pool?
It's like 25 feet across and like 150 feet the other way, maybe 200 feet. I don't know. It's like a lap pool. It's a big pool.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to...
I don't know. My measurements may be very wrong, but it's like a lap pool. It has like a diving board, and it's like 12 feet deep or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, it's a sloper. Okay.
Yeah.
In other words, it goes from 3 all the way down to 12.
Well, it goes from 4 to 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
25 feet long by how many wide?
It's probably more than, it's like probably like 35 by like 200. It's pretty big. I'm trying to think. Let me see. I'm going to try to count here. I think maybe I'm really off. It's like already like 10. I'm going to fall in the pool. Yeah.
What's really hard to figure out too is the total overall volume because it slopes from the 4 down to 12.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it gets kind of hard mathematically.
Yeah, it's probably like, I don't know, yeah, like 30 feet across and then like 200 the other direction, maybe more.
Well, I'm trying to think through the whole parts per million per gallon volume total. I used to know that, and I've got my brain box hurts syndrome.
Right, I hear that. God. I was out like the last 3 nights just drinking ridiculously, and I never really go out. It's
She never really goes out. Her party's like a dirty, filthy rock star groupie.
Now,
what are you talking about?
Oh, I saw the pictures. Do I have to show the people the pictures that you sent me of you having your little orgy in some hotel room?
Dude, that wasn't even me. That was another chick.
No, I know what happened later. I know what happened later. It's pretty obvious what's going on now.
You know what happened later? We all passed out. That's what happened. And it was really funny because we woke up and we were all like snuggled together, 7 people in a bed.
So it was passed out.
I was like, oh, this is totally gay. Because the gay boys were like trying to rape each other all night. And it was a bunch of straight girls and we were all just like, not really. I mean, you know, it was kind of hot at first, and then by the end of the night, we were like, we don't want to wake up with, you know, poop dick in the bed. So I don't know. It was fun. We had a good time. But that was that was 2 nights ago or something. Oh, but I don't know. I just I started going out in the last few months again, after not going out for like 6 months to a year. And there's only really like 2 bars in Tucson that I really enjoy. And there's only 2 nights at those bars that are, you know, decent nights. They play good music and stuff. But I'm really bummed because one of my like long-time friends, he was actually a kid that stayed the night with us that night too. He's DJed one of the nights at Congress for like 15 years. And he just moved back to L.A. 2 days ago. Kind of a bummer.
I like this song. Oh, this is great. I'm going to upload this. This is fantastic. Shouts out to Matey Goal. Matey Goal, who... I like that track. Scotty Vanity, I like that. I'm going to have to upload that. Hopefully I get that up for the end of the show.
I've been, really addicted to that song. Oh, I don't know. It's because they played on the radio. I think it's Nicki Minaj. But... I don't ever listen to the radio, but I know they play it on the radio.
No, yeah, of course. Because I never listen to the radio.
Yeah, I'm so
give me a break.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, Kishu, by the way, the word of the day is Chandler.
Like it's Chandler, Arizona?
Well, no, like the noun.
I live
the noun, one who makes or sells candles.
That's the same answer I gave, too.
A dealer or supplier in other goods, for example, a ship Chandler.
Gotcha.
So if you can incorporate Chandler. Well, you said Chandler, Arizona.
Yeah.
I don't know if that
Yeah, counts. Basically thinking about the southwest side of Phoenix.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, 75 miles from where I live.
75?
Yeah, I live outside of Tucson.
Oh, okay.
Chandler, Arizona.
I used to live. Yeah, I used
I live
to live
like
in
pretty
Maine
much between like okay, you know, Ora Valley, and then there's like Marana, and then there's Red Rock.
Mhm.
Okay, I'm pretty much like between Red Rock and Marana.
Okay. Do you know what place I really miss the most about Arizona? I miss Payson, up in the Pine Country.
Yeah, Arizona's beautiful. I mean, it's a very beautiful state, but it's fucking fucked up.
Everybody thinks it's all you know, like Tombstone. You know, they think it's all nothing more than just a bunch of saguar cacti,
yeah,
and tumbleweeds. And
tumbleweeds
like that,
aren't even
not,
fucking from even anywhere in the United States. And not the fucking the icon of the West is from Russia, the East. Tumbleweeds are
from the steppes
Russian
of it,
thistle. That's what they're called, I believe, Russian thistle.
Yeah, the thistle from the steppes of Russia, basically, which is like their plains.
Yeah.
Chandler.
That's hilarious.
Chandler.
There you go, Chandler. That's the word of the day, Chandler.
Oh, was that the
Chandler
phonetic? Yeah, is that the phonetic
Yeah, if you go to the absolutely. If you go to go to the website, you can download it and everything. It's great. Here, I'll give you the.
I'm so tired, Ben.
Yeah, well, go to bed, honey. I'll call you.
No, I don't want to go to bed. I've missed this show for like a week. I don't want to go to bed.
All right. Well, don't get sleepy. Just get into the fucking.
No, I'm here.
There you go. The
I'm
words here. The word of the day, Chandler, ladies and gentlemen.
So what's been going on the last few days that I've been gone? And I don't remember. I know I called in that night that I was completely wasted. It was Thursday night.
I had a kick-ass guest on Thursday
Could you
night.
Hear me?
I had my homie A Plus on.
God.
Who was my guest?
Such a bat flew between my fucking legs.
What?
I'm not joking. It literally flew between my fucking legs. I live like in the middle of nowhere, and there's always all this wildlife. Vince knows about it. It's nuts. But anyways, yes. He's out here with me. Yeah, he's out here.
Oh, my goodness. 347-826-7667 is the number, folks, while Kishu yells at her grandparents. We are here to take your calls. I've got Lulsec, California, holding it down on the panel tonight, along with Eric from Flyover Territory, as well as Stabby McCuggs, lying low in the cut there, Stabby. So, Stabby, what's your ex-girlfriend up to now? Is she completely nude yet?
No, she's just kind of snoring. Not really. She's just sleeping. She sleeps a lot.
I see. Okay.
She comes over when she needs to sleep.
All
right, so what should we talk about now?
I bore.
So I decided I'm not going to join Google Plus. I've gotten a couple of invites, and I decided I'm just not going to do it. I don't need any more social networking in my life. I think I have BTR and Twitter, and I'm good. I'm set.
You know, I have not gotten one Google Plus invite at all.
That means you have no connections whatsoever.
No, because the one that I usually want to read has none of the spam. That's basically, it's the one that's on the down low that only, you know, close associates know and that sort of thing. And
it's the one that's too mainstream for everyone else. No, it's on the screen network you've never heard of. You've probably never heard of. I don't know. Going all hipster.
God,
with a ton of irony on the side order.
Goddamn hipsters. I lived in Williamsburg for a while, which is like ground zero for hipster dumb, and it's sick. It's disgusting. When you get off that
hipster boys are the hottest though.
When you get off, you know what, Keisha? You shouldn't come to the Bay. You know where you should go? You should go to Williamsburg. Get a little spot right off the L train, right off the L train there in Williamsburg, right on, what is that, Bedford and 6th, or Bedford and 7th, whatever that little area right there. You get out of the subway station there, and you're fucking ground zero for fucking the hipster universe.
Well, I don't want to be overwhelmed. It's only fun when you have to, like, hunt them out, you know?
Oh, dude. It's,
in Williamsburg, dude, being hipster is so mainstream. It's just being mainstream,
right?
Being hipster.
This is
Inception.
I don't know why, but I kept thinking all the hip were basically, you know, they were using, you know, they were starting to re-infiltrate the village, you know?
Manhattan's out of
the country. Young, Broken, Beautiful, like, watch that or whatever, and it's basically just... This guy's just a fucking hipster, just going out saying, "You guys are totally come this way, you know, da 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 da. You know, it's you can get have a great night for only $7. You can have free hookers, you know, just shit like that."
Jesus.
Right on. Good time.
That's all hookers. End of story.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah, the chick that works on Kevin Pollak's chat show had a hipsters ruined irony for me T-shirt a few episodes ago, and I just every time they showed it on the cam on Ustream, I was cracking up.
What's going on, Wild Goose in the building? He's getting a little frisky in there. He's talking about Ghost and SOAD for the one he meets System of a Down. Is that all
they're back on the whole brony thing on the side.
Oh, the brony thing. Yeah, okay, Ghost is definitely...
Oh, God, I hate bronies, and I know brony.
You know a brony?
I do know a brony. And
okay, you know what? Bros don't let bros know bros who are bronies.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And
he's a little
that is earlier.
Could somebody please tell me what a brony is?
Tony watches My Little Pony, damn it. No, can we get back to the fuck?
Yeah,
a grown
adult, usually gentlemen who, well, I guess they're all dudes. It's just, you know, dudes who
some guy
watch,
who watched My
yeah,
Little Pony.
I never
pony.
Really understood that. I'm not going to lie. I never really.
Yeah, well, that's because you're too busy. You're too busy opening your legs for every homosexual that walks down the street.
I don't open my legs for homosexuals.
Oh, yeah, I have pictures. Do I have to post the pictures in the chat room? Do I have to go there?
I wasn't even... You told post the pictures because I wasn't me.
Are there any shots
well,
of her doing...
Be interesting.
Are there any photos of her doing shots?
Stop hating on the
no.
Bay.
There's no... I don't ever take my photos of me. I mean, they're like that. It's, you know. There's... never mind. Anyways, there's only a very few type of guys that I'm attracted to. And, definitely, obviously not homosexual. I mean, homosexuals are good friends. Sometimes they're really fucking annoying. They should drive me nuts.
I'm friends with all types of people, so I get all that. And it just kind of depends on who you hang out with, to
it's
put it in these terms.
Very true.
I mean, there are those really annoying gay people who are just like, oh, my God, let's go down to the mall. And those, you know, stereotypical ones, and the ones that just, like, you think they're straight, and all of a sudden, you, like, you see them just, like, knocking on some dude. You're like, oh, I didn't know that. Meh, who cares? So, yeah, anyway, works both ways.
That's right. It does work both ways, bro. Meanwhile... Hey, while we have a moment here, flyover territory, a.k.a. Eric here, why don't you tell the kiddos about your program that you have here on Blog Talk Radio and how they can check you out.
Are you pimping me?
I'm just giving you a second to shine. You are a
yeah,
pimp.
I do.
You're already pre-pimped,
yeah.
As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. 2 degree, yeah. I do the show Still Flying Over the Heartland. It's basically a right-leaning perspective from those of us who live in the middle part of America, the part that the four corners of this nation kind of forget, because we don't matter to them. That's why we're called flyover territory, because we don't matter. Case in point, last year's Nashville flood versus this year's Memphis flood. Let's go back a few more months. Here's another good example of demographics. And we talked about this a while back, and I know, Vince, but this is probably going to refresh your memory. Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and how it's going to look in 5 years versus Branson, Missouri, and how it's going to look in 5 years. I think we ought to start a pool.
Yeah.
A bit. It's like the difference between Galveston when it got hit by a hurricane in, what, 2000 or 2001 versus, New Orleans.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Pure demographics, that's all I was talking about. Don't got to be a hater.
Don't hate the player, hate the game, and certainly don't hate in the Bay.
Yes, all right.
Who do we got in the chat room? I haven't looked over there in a second.
My cat that thinks he's a dog and goes meow, meow, meow like that because he thinks he's a dog is demanding stuff. So.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I got to go and see about squaring away hijinks and see what he needs. I'll catch you guys later.
All right, bro. Thanks for coming through. That's Eric from Flyover Territory. Check him out on Blog Talk Radio. That was great, man. He hung out for, wow, over an hour and a half. That was great, man. Good times. I'm Vincent the Bay, hanging out here with, still with Lulzsec, California. Kishu dropped off there. Hopefully she'll come back. If not, Kishu, you're a fucking slut and a whore bag, and I hope you never come back ever again. Oh, here she's back. I love you, honey. This is for you, though, via the chat room. What's his name? Is Matey still here? Matey Goal. Here you go, Matey Goal. This is your request. Enjoy.
Oh, my God. She is such a slut. What a slut. What a slut. Everywhere she goes, she's in skanky-ass clothes. Everybody knows she's a slut. That hoe ain't got no class. All the guys just want some ass. They don't even have to ask, cause she's a slut.
Look at how she moves her body. So promiscuous and naughty. She's a slut. She's a slut. She keeps acting like a tramp. I guess she doesn't give a damn, but she's a slut. Such an S-O-U-T, S-L-U-T, slut. She's a slut.
she's a slut.
You better stop her while you can. I saw her rubbing on your man. You need to break that bitch's hand, cause she's a slut.
Look at how she moves her body, so promiscuous and naughty. She's a slut. She's acting like a tramp, I guess she doesn't give a damn, but she's a slut. She's a slut.
Mega Drive. Abilità, concentrazione, riflessi. Ecco perché un campione del mondo sceglie Mega Drive. Mega Drive da Sega, come Game Gear, l'unico videogioco portatile che diventa un vero TV a colori. Game Gear.
Non c'è paragone.
Game Gear, campione del mondo con Gianni Bugno, vince. E giochi preziosi.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
All right, you already know it's Vince in the Bay holding it down for another half hour. And then we outie 5G. But there's plenty of time to take calls. I'm back here with Lulzsec, Stabby McCuggs, and Kishu. And if you want to join us, the lines are open. It's all good in the hood. So that was fulfilling a request there, that slut song from Midi Goal. And then, of course, Mady Goal, I think Mady Goal requested that slap chop thing a while back too.
Isn't this the same guy who's going like orbs, orbs, orbs yesterday? Or day before.
What's up with orbs, man? What's up with you people on the orbs?
These kids and their orbs.
That's what I'm saying, dude. It's crazy.
I'm 19 and these kids and their orbs.
Yep.
Seriously.
Seriously, we have bigger things to worry about. You know, we got shit going on, popping off all over the place. We got the who do we have? What are they? Who are the people we bombing now?
The Libyans.
Yeah, the Libyans.
The Libyans.
Yeah, we're bombing the shit out of those guys.
Yeah, we're
that's war number four. We're
right now.
Wait, we're bombing Syria now too, aren't we?
Yep.
Yeah, we're bombing the shit out of the Libyans.
The Libyans!
And Syria.
Definitely, there we go.
Meaning me, Lulzsec, and Stabby, and Kishu. All the four of us collectively have been bombing the shit out of them. Yep, just us four. Nobody else in collusion with us. Wait, we got a caller. Hallelujah. Let's take this person. Call. Area code 704, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Vince?
Oh, it's Q. Hey, man.
Hey, Q.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing much, dude. We're just holding it down here for another half hour. Kishu is...
We haven't been gone so long, I don't even know what's going on anymore. Oh, my God.
What do you mean,
what's going
on?
We're talking about bombing the ship.
I realize that. But there's all these new people. Like, there's, you know, all of you are people I've never spoken to before.
Yeah, there's also the word of the day, which is?
Chandler.
Yeah. What the hell was that? What happened to the show? I used to rule the show, and now I don't even know what's going on.
No one cares about you now. There's also,
I missed
the word of the day. The word of the day before that was adumbrate. Adumbrate.
I'm a ban, Keisha.
Adumbrate.
You mean
adumbrate.
You're silly.
No, and I've been having international hip hop sensation guests on the show. I've been doing big things, honey. Things have been happening.
Yeah, I'm proud of you. I'm very proud of you.
Can't miss this show for a day. Otherwise, you out of the loop, I think.
This is so true. Oh, my God. I'm so out of the loop.
What a silly Negro.
I miss the internet. Busy being wild.
Yeah, you naughty, naughty girl. I've been watching you. Anonymous has been telling me things. Anonymous has been telling me things about you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Indeed we have.
Let's just say Anonymous sees and hears everything, okay?
You do.
Will you tell me everything that you've heard?
I'm not going to tell you anything. I'm not going to tell you anything. All you have to know is what you're doing. And I don't care if you don't believe in God, because even if you don't believe in God, well, first of all, God's watching you whether you believe him or not. And if you don't believe in him, Anonymous is watching you too. So just, you know, keep your nose clean, keep your chin up, and you're good.
And also, Ceiling Cat is also watching you. Ceiling Cat watches you while you masturbate.
Ceiling Cat.
Please.
Look him up.
Please. Well, you know, it's kind of hot, you know.
All hail the flying spaghetti monster.
All hail the flying pasta monster.
How about that raptor Jesus, huh?
Oh, yeah, what happened to the raptor Jesus? Whatever happened? I finally saw the screen caps. Those were nice. That was a nice subtle touch. I thought that was good. I wish I could hear the tapes of the reaction. Like, has somebody has to have done a montage or a best of reel, highlight reel of some of the sabotage that went on air. Has anybody done that?
No.
You should get, where's Wild Goose? Wild Goose, get on that, bro. Fuck you with your orbs, matey goal. I'm really not interested
actually,
in orb nonsense.
Vince,
I think that's silly.
I have a question for you.
Yeah, what's the question?
Why have your orbs not dropped yet?
Oh, God damn it.
I don't get that. I don't get that, and I don't think it's funny. I just don't see how that's funny.
promised maybe I would.
Oh, dude, I forgot to play this. I wanted to play this while Eric was on the show. God damn it. Do you guys, okay, you guys troll on the internet. Do you troll in real life, though? Do you, any of you guys have the balls, the nads to troll people in real life?
Yeah.
Well, you know if my occupation is hard for me, but occasionally, yeah.
Okay, good. Good. You got to keep yourself honest, though, you know? You got to live, fucking practice what you preach, you know what I'm saying? I'm all for civil disobedience on the internet, but I'm also for it, like, in real, IRL. Is that what it is? In real life, yeah. IRL, yes. Anyway. That guy Breitbart gets trolled in real life all the time. It's insane. Insanity.
But back on the topic of bombing the shit out of countries, or as they call the U.S., freaking countries.
What other countries is the United States military
occupying?
Yeah, occupying and destroying, and it's all predator drones though. Now that's the thing is Obama's doing it like ghetto style. He's just like, you know, sending in like bombers and drones and like fuel, you know, and I don't know.
I really think
arming rebels, arming random rebels, some of which are turning out these people are like Al Qaeda. You know, it's just like just indiscriminately just throwing around cash and stuff. Probably built, you know, all based on like faulty intelligence to begin with. It's just ridiculous.
You know what he should do. You know, back on the whole ghetto thing, is he for his entire last year of presidency, he should just talk like completely ghetto style, just be like. Yeah, so we're going to roll up in this hood, yeah? And we're just going to blow the shit out of everyone there. And then that should be, like, his entire battle plan, like, when he goes to the press. He'd win so many followers, I guarantee you.
Yeah. Good times. So we got about 20 minutes to go here. George Orwell says Somalia is better than America, Cuba is better than America, and Russia is better than America.
Russia is definitely better.
Why don't you people fucking move there? Why? What the hell are you doing here?
If I had the money.
Money? Well, if that place is so much better, it should be you should be there then. Just it doesn't matter. The people that came here.
I'm a journalist from the Bay Area. You seriously expect me to have?
Dude.
No, never mind. Or Canada.
You should be
at.
You know what? You're gonna see now with the.
You live in the Bay.
Yeah, he's in the Bay.
What do you think? I was trying to stalk him when he was in San Jose. I was like, where are you?
This is Lulzsec. Dude, honey, you've been out of the loop. This is Lulzsec, California. He's like the California chapter of Lulzsec, and he's based in the Bay.
Oh, sweet. Wow.
Yeah, another boy yeah. that she can try to fucking trap in her vagina. Watch out, bro.
No, not at all, not at all. You know, I just, you know, want friends because you're interesting. That's all.
That awkward moment. All right. Anyway, moving on.
Not awkward. It's perfectly normal for somebody to want friends. The thing is like I don't get interested in anybody very often, and I got interested in the whole like anonymous and whole second to all of this, you know, and that's just I guess what's interesting me at the moment, you know, so that's interesting that you're on the show with Vince, because you know.
Well, he started hitting me up on Twitter at some point, so he was actually kind of the first bro from the internet I've had in a while, because my last bro on the internet, she's more of a bro chick person, she sold me out to Dean Poison.
Oh, that's not cool.
Wait, sold you out to what?
Team Poison, they're an anti-Lulzsec Anonymous group. All they got was my T and my OS, which, wrong enough, I was A, in Hawaii at the time, like, just having a good time. And and the hotel's internet was on a dynamic IP, so within 5 minutes, it changed. So all their info was just useless, and the guy just trolled me. But no, I am really pissed off. I'm really actually pissed at the chick. And Vince, you actually retweeted something from her today, too.
I did?
Yeah. Press Storm 8.
No, what was the name again? Sorry?
8 Press Storm 8.
8 Press Storm 8. I don't even know who that is. Dude, you know how many fucking people I've started following? It's insanity. And that's what I told you. I'm a Twitter whore, dude. I have no idea who that is.
What's with you freaking following all my friends?
No, this is the thing, is like I start following
like
one person, and then
I start following all of my friends.
That's all I do, is I stay up at night, I drink coffee, and I just zone out on Twitter, and like in the last couple of days, I seriously have gone from, I used to, for the longest time, I had about 1,000 people I was following, and I just kind of like cruised at about that number. Now, suddenly, I've jumped up to like almost 1,500. It's out of control. I've added like 100 almost every day, and I don't even remember who these people are. And then I do this all the time, though. I'll add a fucking shit ton of them, and then slowly they'll start tweeting. I'll just be like, who's this idiot? Why the fuck did I follow this person? What the fuck is this person saying? Who the hell is this asshole? Who's this bitch? What the hell? What is this crap? And then I start unfollowing them. That's the fun part. What I want to know is, can anybody tell me how I can figure out who has blocked me on Twitter? I want like a list of everybody who's blocked me on Twitter. That would be like, is that a feature on Twitter? Is there a third party app for that? How does that work?
There probably is a third party app somewhere, but honestly, I don't think you want to know.
I know a few. I do want to know, actually. I know a bunch offhand. I'd like just to see the list, though, because it would be entertaining, I think, for me at least.
It's funny because when people troll, because that's when people usually block, you know, I mean, that's what I'd imagine people would block you if you were just trolling them hard. But, you know, mine wouldn't really show up with anything because I haven't blocked anyone, because whenever someone tries to troll me, I'd just nail them into the ground and say, there you go, enjoy your life. Yeah, there probably is a third party app. I think I actually saw one recently out there for finding that. But you'd have to access the other users' data, which is the harder part.
Good times. Hey, I got a caller here, Kishu. You see, I think you know this caller. The area code 832. Is this right? 832. Caller, you're on the air. 83 area code 832.
Hey, can you guys hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine. What's your name and what's on your mind?
John, I just wanted to say hey, and I'm pretty mad that Kishu hasn't been on in the past, like, forever, because the only thing I ever look forward to is hearing her voice at night.
Aww. That is so very sweet of you. So very sweet of you.
So,
yeah, I'm glad she's back on, too, bro.
Oh, yeah, me too, totally. I got a long drive right now, so I'm trying to keep myself entertained and awake. You know how that is, so.
Yeah, I actually get a lot of people that are drive, or some people that are truck drivers. I don't know, ATM Be Cool, is he in the chat room right now? No, he's not. But ATM Be Cool, I'm convinced, is a truck driver. I haven't really cornered him on this.
I didn't know he was a truck driver.
Dude, well, do you follow him on Twitter? He checks in on Foursquare or whatever. He does one of those like, Foursquare things.
If there's like something that catches my attention, then I'll read their shit. And everybody else just kind of gets lost in the blob of, you know.
Unlike you, I care about the people I follow and the people that follow me. And I checked him out, and he's always on the go. Like he'll be like. One day he's checking in at some road stop in Ontario, Canada, and the next day he's in Buffalo, New York, and the next hour he's later that day he's in Philadelphia, then he's suddenly in Boston, and it's just out of control. It's great. It's cool following him like sort of zigzag all over the place. I'm pretty sure he's either a FedEx driver. No, he's on the run from the law, or he's a truck driver. I don't know.
I don't know what he's doing.
I like that he's on there.
Anyway.
Oh, sorry. Oh. I was saying, yeah, it's a rough life of being a truck driver. Never being in the same place. I mean, like, sometimes. Some people don't have it too bad. Like, they go, like, from L.A. to New York every week, and that's no big deal. At least you know where you are. A lot of those guys get to drive who knows where, who knows when. They never know when they're going to be home. It sucks.
Yeah. Hey, let's take this call from our good friend Warthog 117. What's up, Warthog?
Hello, idiots. Hello, retards of the internet. This is my official warning to all the haters of Justin Bieber, Lady Gaga, Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato, and myself.
What the fuck is that soundboard crap?
Since March, you probably have realized the amount of hate.
The fuck sound? Am I supposed to get that reference? What was that? Who was that? Who was that bitch? And what was she talking about? Am I supposed to understand that? Is that some viral YouTube video? Was that Lady Gaga talking? I don't know. It sounded like some coked up horror. Was that Amy Winehouse? Was that Amy Winehouse? The hell? Who was that whore?
Dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
Yeah, no
Winning.
Shit, dude. It's just not there, bro. It's just not fucking there.
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
Yeah. Good times. Good times. Well, we are getting very close to being dangerously close to being moments away from being moments away from being done with the show. Thank God. I'm tired. I don't know about you guys, but I'm poopered. I'm an old fart. I can't fucking do this. I should start my show earlier, I think.
I swear.
How you getting there earlier than me?
What? All right, you guys are all like falling asleep yourselves.
Well,
like,
I can talk.
All right, let's see what's the next soundboard this asshole's got. All right, Warthog, you're back on. What's up?
How we must stop this.
Who
like
is this whore?
Peacefully.
Who is this chick?
I have did absolutely nothing wrong. I haven't threatened. I haven't offended
Who
anyone.
Who is this whore? Can somebody please tell me
that stops right
this?
Now. It is 1 o'clock. It's going on for 1 o'clock UK time, the 5th of July, 2011 a.m. And this is my warning, my official warning. Anyone who continues will apply to them.
Uh-huh.
I have had a recent contact with the CIA, FBI, and secret services all throughout Europe, Asia, America, and Australia. I've been contacting them, and they said it was perfectly fine what I did, so I went along. Anyone who...
S-H-I-T.
I know these images where they write on it, and they make fun of you. What is it? They said... recordings, websites, hate pages. What they said was that I have a right to submit your name, submit your IP address, submit all your details after people...
What the fuck is that garbage? What the fuck is that all about? Why do you bother, people? Why do you bother? Can somebody please tell me? Am I supposed to understand who this voice that is?
I don't know what's going on. She's saying something about Justin Bieber or something. I don't know what the hell she's talking about.
Yeah, she's being very cryptic. I don't get what this bitch is saying.
Ah, it's a hidden message. Got it. Hidden message.
And,
right on.
I'm gonna. Oh, this is what I'm gonna have to do. I'm gonna have to go back. And re-listen to my show in the archive to understand, decode that? Is that what I'm saying? You're telling me?
Oh, no. Hell, I don't know. I was just trying to feed off of what you were saying. It sounds about right. There's some sort of she's trying to lead on to something. I don't know if it has to do with your show or if it's totally independent altogether. I can't.
No,
can't
this
tell.
Is obviously this is a recording of some bitch, and she's paranoid. She's got the FBI or no, the CIA or some shit on her tail. I don't know. Let's we got Wild Goose here now. Let's bring him on for analysis. Wild Goose, what's going on?
Yo, I think that your caller on the other line had a legitimate point. The CIA is definitely on your tail. You definitely have CIA disinfo agents and agent provocateurs in your show. So you should definitely be on the lookout. Yeah, man. You're dangerous. You're dangerous. You're a cyber criminal.
Yeah, Vince is such a cyber criminal. Hell yeah.
Warning. This is an official warning.
The troll police
oh,
will get
goodness.
You.
So what's been going on, Goose?
Please
Goose.
Don't get you.
Hey, Goose, I heard you and Debbie Daly were like making out in my tiny chat room. What the hell was going on?
Oh, yeah,
on with that?
Like me
There's
and
a little
Debbie
party.
Were...
Dude, I was hanging out in my tiny chat room trying to just like mind my own business, you know, just twiddling my thumbs, pulling my pud, fapping in my own little tiny chat room.
There was no just twiddling your thumbs on tiny chat, okay?
Out of nowhere. Whoosh, fucking Debbie Daly and the Wild Goose crew come in and start fucking, it's a hoedown on Vince and the Bay's Tiny Chat. They just take over.
Here's the thing.
Everybody's on cam. Debbie Daly's like showing her tits and like spreading her legs.
No.
It's out of control.
Really?
I'm like, what's my Tiny Chat, you assholes? What are you doing?
I know. Well, the Wild Goose crew, as you put it, you know, we just go where the wind takes us. You know, people ask me, where are you going to go next, Wild Goose? I say, wherever God takes me. And by God, I mean, you know, wrath of Jesus. But you know, Debbie Daly, you know, she's a free spirit, if you will. So, you know, I never know what she's going to do next. But, you know, fucking, she came on Tiny Chat tonight. I never saw that crowd coming. And,
After
you know,
took her an hour and a half to figure out her
I
background.
I know, and that's why I decided to come on. I had
shit.
To figure her shit
and
out.
And she's been drinking.
Dude, the name of her show was Debbie Gets on Webcam, and for an hour and a half, that was literally the show, her trying
right.
to get on the webcam.
That's why I decided to come on. I was like, dude, I can't
that
just let this
so,
go.
What the fuck? I don't even know. I don't even have a comment
made. Come on. She's like, I'm professional. I did terrestrial radio. I'm like, terrestrial radio? You came on and you talked about, hey... All right, here's my impersonation of somebody who's a professional radio host. Oh, hey, can you guys hear me? Can you hear me? Can you guys hear me? Can you hear me? And that's my impersonation of Debbie Daly, you know, and many other nights to come. But like, for real, like get your shit together. If you're gonna come on, you're gonna come on with some technical crap like that. You're, like, not only you're gonna come on with the radio, but you're gonna come on with a webcam too. Like, if you can't get your radio shit together, what makes you think you're gonna get your webcam shit together? It's a bit much, if you ask me. But you were able to come on with not only your radio shit, but you also had your tiny chat stuff, Vince. So.
Dude,
you know.
And I wasn't planning on being Debbie Daly's little fucking webcam fucking insider extreme thing, dude. Like her little striptease fucking bar. Like I'm some like oh, I don't want to get this caught anywhere where my name will anybody will see it in my name. I'll just do it in Vincent's room. Like I'm
yeah,
some like
I,
internet
I don't know
like
what
I'm some internet
that.
Fucking pimp. Or something.
Like here's the thing. Like, I came back. It was me and my boy Lego. We went to a show, and we came back, and, you know, Debbie was doing her thing, and I'm like, okay, cool. But then it turns out she's on a webcam. I'm like, okay, cool. Awesome. She's doing something new, but then she can't even get her shit together. So I went to all my trolls. I'm like, hey, dude, here's something interesting that went on, and I threw them a picture, and it's like, dude, like, I went and I stuck it to the man with the blue man group. You know, and they're like, oh, that's cool, but, like,
that's
Debbie...
Just, that's hilarious, dude. You were hanging out with the blue man group. That's classic.
I know, like, well, I got them to stick it to the man with me in the picture, too. I was like, yo, put your finger this way. It's like, we're sticking it to the man one finger at a time. And they did it. It was pretty cool. But, fucking Debbie, you know. It's like, get your webcam shit together. Come on, your cam... It could be a cam together. Real.
Oh my God, that was the dude from 8-3-3-8-3-2. I forgot his name, but God damn, that was some crazy background noise.
I thought it was actually pretty cool. Like, I'd love to use it as a background noise for my track. You know, it kind of has that foolish kind of to it. It's like, wow.
God, you want to hear it again? Here, okay.
Yeah.
Right now, obviously, it's not off. Let's preview it. Here it is. I'm going to engage now.
No, sorry. I just turned it off. I'm sorry. It's my cell phone charger. When I plug it in, it makes all that racket here. I'll show you.
Vince, I just came up with an enterprising idea. Vince, I just came up with all right, you want to be a true capitalist? Here we go.
Yeah, please.
All right, we take this noise on your radio station and we use it. We make a CD with it. All right, it's called the crappy cell phone reception noise. All right, and we sell it to people, and we put people to sleep with it. There we go. It's like $15 a CD, but we make money. True capitalist, baby. There we go.
Wild Goose, your voice and Vince's voice together are like just the perfect mix to put people to sleep. So all you need.
It's
you guys,
like,
all
like
you have to do is just
cocktail
speak.
Of boredom. It's great.
Exactly.
Hey, wait, before you guys close the show, I want to tell you this sound is really cool. It follows my engine, like when the engine shifts gears, it makes the sound change pitch and stuff like that. If you guys want to hear it, I'll show it to you.
Yeah, do it really quick, dude. You got a couple of seconds.
I think I won't hear it, but go ahead.
Uh-oh.
Fuck you.
I didn't hear anything.
Wait. All right, so I'm doing it right now. All right, here's the
wait,
gear.
Wait, what's happening? I zoned out.
He's fapping on the air. Something's
anything.
Going on.
Oh, you guys on
being
here?
Pulled over?
I don't hear shit.
No.
I just hear your background noise, dude.
Okay, never mind. It must just be my speakers that do it. See, on my end, when I shift gears in the car, it makes the sound change pitch. Anyway, sorry to interrupt
the
show.
No. All right. Well, thanks for coming out, dude. Appreciate the call. Thanks for listening. You're always welcome to chime in and say hi. Just, I don't know, dude. Mute yourself when you're not talking or something. Good feature, the mute button.
I don't ever mute myself when I'm not talking, just to piss you off.
Yeah. All right. Good times. So we're gonna get out of here. Before we do, Lulsec, would anything you'd like to add before we close things out?
Google hashtag #AndIsec. Participate in Operation Orlando if you're in the area. And general lulziness is appreciated. We are trying to spend fun. To hold the whole calendar year instead of it just being restricted to Friday. Otherwise, have a nice day.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your service and your help in guiding things along here on the show. That was great. Lulsec was with me the entire program tonight. That was awesome. And Kishu made a valiant return. Thank you, honey.
Of course, anytime.
And do you want to plug your Twitter real quick?
It's not that important.
All right,
Twitter.com. Yeah, Kishu.com. I haven't been online enough lately. I don't know.
Well, check your Twitter.
I'm just
check
ready to get
Twitter.
Back to the Bay. I miss the
Bay.
It's
get
too
back
hot
to the
Bay.
You're gonna be here soon enough. All right, we gotta go. Thanks for coming out, honey. I appreciate it. Check your Twitter. I sent you a remix of Internet Kill, the video star. And that's it, folks. Getting the fuck out of here, dudes. Thanks for joining me. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And check me in the archives as well, blogtalkradio.com/VinceInTheBay. And that'll do it. I'll try to come back tomorrow night. Can't promise it, but until next time, peace out, yo.
Oh.
you very nice.